All right, basketball fans, welcome back. It is time for another deep dive. And today, we're going to talk about...
Let's get into it.
The Cleveland Cavaliers.
Uh-huh. Now.
10-0, baby.
They are.
10-0.
10-0.
Undefeated.
The question is, are they for real?
That's the question, isn't it?
We've got some great articles. We've got some great analyses.
We do. We've got some good stuff to do.
So let's just jump right in.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, the thing that is most interesting is not that they're winning.
Right.
But how they're winning. I mean, that game against the Warriors is a clinic.
Yeah, the Warriors game,
you know what I mean?
41-point lead at halftime.
Largest halftime lead.
Largest in Cavs history.
In Cavs history.
And I think tied for eighth largest in the NBA.
In the shot clock era.
In the shot clock era.
Yeah.
Like, we need to unpack this.
That was a statement.
Yeah.
That was a statement win.
It was. Nobody expected that.
Nobody expected that. It's a beatdown.
The Cavs dismantled the Warriors.
Against a team that's known for offense.
Yeah.
And
they did it without Donovan Mitchell really going off.
Well, that's the thing.
Right.
I mean, he had 12 points.
Right.
It wasn't a Donovan Mitchell game.
Yeah.
Ty Jerome
had
a big game, 20 points, 13 in the first half.
Yeah.
So,
that's so deep.
Everybody can score in this team.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not just like a one-game thing.
Enough.
They're averaging like 120 points a game.
They're the highest scoring team in the league.
Yeah. Like, we haven't seen numbers like that.
Not consistently.
Consistently.
Since the Showtime Lakers.
Yeah.
Like, this is...
So we need to figure out what's going on.
What is making this team so good on offense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they've already got 5 games with 130-plus points.
I know. It's crazy.
That ties a franchise record.
For the whole season.
For a whole season.
And it's not even Thanksgiving.
And we're not even a quarter of the way through the season.
It's unbelievable.
This is historic stuff.
It really is.
It really is.
And let's not forget, they dropped 130 points.
On the Warriors.
On the Warriors.
Who had the number 2 defense in the league.
Coming into that game.
Six Cavs players.
Cavs players in double figures.
In double figures.
Even Coach Kenny Atkinson was like,
yeah.
I mean.
He said he was really happy with their performance, especially against such a good opponent.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a fluke.
No.
They were just better.
They were just flat out better.
They were just better that night.
Yeah.
So we've established that the Cavs.
They can score.
Are an offensive.
Powerhouse.
Juggernaut.
Uh-huh.
But now the question is. Are the Warriors
just
struggling a little
bit? Slow start to the season?
Early season struggles?
Or is there something more?
Or is that something
to these slow starts that they keep having?
Yeah, I mean, in that Cavs game, their starting lineup, Green, GPII, Looney, combined for 0 points in the first half.
Ooh.
And this isn't an isolated incident. This has happened in 5 out of 9 games this season.
Wow.
They've had multiple starters with 2 points or less in the first half.
Yeah, that's a little concerning.
It's definitely a cause for concern.
Yeah, it raises questions about their starting lineup.
Yeah.
About,
are they missing Clay?
You know, are they missing that spark that Clay brought?
Right.
You know?
Is Jordan Poole the answer?
Could he be in the starting lineup?
Should he be starting is D'Anthony Melton?
Yeah.
The answer, should he be back in the starting lineup?
Definitely.
It's a lot of questions.
What are some of the other theories that are floating around out there?
Well, there's been chatter
about
potentially trading Jonathan Kuminga
for
a scoring big man.
Okay.
Somebody who can give them a presence in the paint.
Yeah.
Names like Zach LaVine and Nikola Vucevic.
Interesting.
Been thrown around.
Okay.
And their salaries are obviously a factor.
Right.
Because Kuminga's got that potential contract extension coming up.
Yeah.
So that would be a bold move.
That would be bold.
I mean, if they traded Kuminga, Moses Moody would be the only player left from their draft pick since 2016.
Wow.
I mean, that's...
That's crazy.
It's crazy to think about.
It really is.
But they got to do something about these slow starts.
They do. They got to figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay. So
despite all the offensive woes.
The offensive woes.
Yeah.
There has been.
A silver lining.
A silver lining.
For the Warriors.
The defense.
The defense.
We've been hearing a lot about new assistant coach.
Jerry Stackhouse. He's brought a new level of intensity and accountability to that defense.
That's good to hear.
Players like Draymond Green and Buddy Hield have praised his attention to detail, his focus on fundamentals. Yeah, it's a noticeable change from their struggles under Mike Brown in previous seasons.
Yeah, well, and we also can't discount the roster changes.
Of course, absolutely.
So it'll be interesting to see how this all kind of shakes out.
Absolutely, as the season progresses.
Yeah. But speaking of things that are going to happen.
Yeah.
Klay Thompson.
The return.
Is coming back.
Captain Klay.
Oh, those Captain Klay hats that they're giving away at Chase Center.
I love those hats.
Are amazing.
They're awesome.
I'm so curious to see what kind of impact.
Me too.
He's going to have.
I mean.
On this Warriors team.
The guy is a proven winner.
He is.
He's clutch.
Yeah.
And he's one of the deadliest three-point shooters.
It's really the game.
The league has ever seen.
Yeah.
So adding him back into that lineup is going to be huge.
It really is.
It's going to give them a massive boost.
You know, it's like he's getting.
It's going to create space for Steph.
Yeah.
He's going to open up their offense.
Reignite their offense.
And don't underestimate the impact of his experience and his championship pedigree.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, the guy's been there.
Yeah.
He's done that.
He's got the rings.
Exactly. So, so we've got. This incredible storyline unfolding.
Looks fascinating.
The Cavs are soaring.
Yeah.
They're breaking records.
Left and right.
They're looking like a legitimate contender.
Legitimate contender.
The Warriors are battling this inconsistency.
Nailing inconsistency.
They're searching for answers.
Looking for answers.
But there's this potential for a dramatic resurgence.
When Klay comes back.
When Klay comes back. It's almost like two parallel storylines.
Yeah.
Both with the potential to reshape the entire league.
It's crazy.
It's wild.
So the question is.
The question is.
Are the Cavs.
For real?
For real. And to answer that. I think we need to dive even deeper.
Gotta go deeper.
Into what's making the Cavs so successful.
Yeah.
So let's do it. Let's unpack that in the next segment.
Absolutely.
So to really understand the Cavs' potential, we got to look beyond the offensive firepower.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
This 10-0 start.
Right.
It's historically significant.
It is.
They're the first team to win their first 10 games while scoring 110 plus points in each.
Wow.
Breaking a record held by Wilt Chamberlain's 1960-61 Philadelphia Warriors.
Wow. Okay. So that puts them in some pretty elite company.
Pretty elite company.
But can they keep this up all season long?
Right. Well, that's the question, isn't it?
Yeah.
But even if they don't win every single game.
Right.
They've already shown that they can compete with the best.
Yeah.
I mean, and it hasn't just been about outscoring opponents.
Right.
They've shown a level of resilience and adaptability that's really impressive.
Yeah. I mean, you're right.
They've won games in different ways. Yeah. They've won blowouts. They've won nail biters.
Yeah.
They've won come-from-behind victories.
Exactly.
Like, they find a way to win even when things aren't going their way.
And that's a sign of a championship caliber team.
Exactly.
You know, you got to be able to win in different ways.
Yeah.
And they've shown they can do that.
They have.
Their ability to adjust their game plan based on the opponent is remarkable.
It really is.
You know, they're not just sticking to one thing. Mm-hmm. They're adapting.
Right.
They're figuring out what works.
Yeah.
They're composed under pressure.
Uh-huh.
And they're willing to share the ball.
Right.
Which makes them incredibly difficult to defend against.
Yeah. Nobody's really figured them out yet.
Not yet.
All right. So we've established that the Cavs have the talent.
Yes.
They have the depth.
Yes.
And they've got the coaching to be serious contenders.
They do.
But how do they stack up against the other powerhouses in the East?
Well, that's the big question, right?
Yeah.
The Eastern Conference is tough this year. You got the Celtics.
Always a threat.
Always a threat.
Yeah.
They got the talent and the experience.
Yep.
The Bucks.
Yeah.
Led by Giannis.
Right.
I mean, he's unstoppable.
Yeah, perennial contender.
Perennial contender.
And then you can't forget about the Sixers.
Yeah.
With Harden back.
Harden's back.
In the mix.
In the mix.
So it's going to be a battle.
It's going to be a battle for supremacy in the East.
It really is. Okay, so let's play a little what-if game here.
Okay.
Let's say the Cavs
uh-huh.
keep playing at this level.
Yeah.
And they make it to the playoffs.
Okay.
How do you see them matching up against a team like the Celtics?
Well, the Celtics are a well-rounded team.
Right.
They got a stifling defense.
Yeah.
Balanced offense.
Yeah.
But the Cavs have the firepower to go toe-to-toe with them.
They do.
I think the key matchup there would be the backcourts.
Okay.
Garland and Mitchell.
Yeah.
Versus Tatum and Brown.
Oh, that would be electric.
That would be a duel.
Oh, my goodness.
Highlight reel plays. Clutch shots.
Oh, yeah.
Intensity.
That would be must-see TV.
Must-see TV.
Okay, what about the Bucks?
The Bucks.
How would they handle Giannis?
Giannis is a different beast.
He is.
I mean, those attacks on the rim.
Right.
That's
right.
Where Mobley and Allen become crucial.
Right.
Their size and their defensive skills would be essential in containing Giannis.
They would need to step up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the Cavs would also need to disrupt the Bucks' transition game.
Right.
Force them into a half-court offense.
Make them play a slower game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be easy.
No.
But it's a challenge they could potentially overcome.
You're getting me hyped for the playoffs already.
I know, me too.
But let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
There's still a lot of basketball to be played.
A lot of basketball to be played.
But while we're focusing on the Cavs' remarkable run,
right,
we can't forget about the Warriors and their potential.
Absolutely not.
Klay's return could change everything.
It could be a game changer.
The guy's a proven winner.
Proven winner.
Clutch performer.
Clutch, one of the deadliest three-point shooters we've ever seen. Adding him back into that Warriors lineup is going to give them a huge boost.
It's give
them
a whole other dimension.
Absolutely.
So while the Cavs are looking dominant right now,
the Warriors
are still a team to watch.
A team to watch.
Especially with Klay back in action.
Especially with Klay.
It's like we've got these two parallel storylines unfolding.
Two storylines.
Both with the potential to really reshape the landscape of the NBA.
Reshape the league.
Yeah.
This season is shaping up to be one of the most exciting.
It is.
In recent memory.
Yeah. We've got new contenders.
The contenders.
Emerging established powerhouses looking to reclaim their throne.
Yeah. And a whole lot of unpredictable storylines unfolding.
Absolutely.
And that's what makes the NBA so captivating.
It's a league full of surprises.
Yeah. You never know. You never know.
Who's going to be hoisting that Larry O'Brien trophy at the end of it all?
Exactly.
But one thing's for sure.
What's that?
This Cavs team. They're making a statement.
They are.
They're playing with a confidence.
Confidence.
And a swagger.
Swear.
That is contagious.
It's contagious.
And they're not backing down from anybody.
Nope.
They're demanding to be taken seriously.
They are.
And they're earning that respect with each win.
With each win.
This is a team that's hungry for success.
Hungry.
And they're not afraid to dream big.
And that's what makes them dangerous.
All right. So we've had an incredible discussion so far.
We have.
We've analyzed the Cavs' historic start.
Uh-huh.
We've talked about their potential for a deep playoff run.
Yep.
And we talked about the impact of Klay Thompson's return.
Klay's return.
On the Warriors.
The big impact.
But let's bring it back to you, our listener.
Okay.
What's your takeaway from all of this?
Here's something to think about.
Okay.
While the Cavs are on fire right now?
Yeah.
Don't just focus on the wins and losses.
Okay.
Pay attention to how they're winning.
Okay.
Are they consistently dominating opponents?
Right.
Or are those close games becoming more frequent?
Okay.
Is their defense as stifling in February as it was in November?
Those are some really good points. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of a winning streak.
Right.
But, yeah, you got to look at the bigger picture.
You got to look at the long game.
How are they winning?
Exactly.
Are they going to be able to sustain this?
Sustainability.
Yeah. And, you know,
the Warriors returning to full strength with Klay
is
obviously a big question mark.
That's a big question mark.
But even if the Warriors get back to their championship form, does that automatically make them the favorites over a Cavs team that might be playing at an even higher level?
That's the question, isn't it?
I mean, it's almost like comparing apples and oranges.
It is.
You know, they're both incredibly talented.
Yeah.
Both teams have the potential to dominate. But their styles of play are so different.
They are.
The Cavs are like this well-oiled machine firing on all cylinders.
Yeah.
And the Warriors, with Klay back in the mix, could be a force of nature. Like, they could erupt at any moment.
Absolutely.
It's going to be fun to watch.
It can be a fun season.
It really is. It makes this season so unpredictable.
Unpredictable.
And captivating.
Yeah.
You know, we're potentially witnessing a changing of the guard.
A changing of the guard.
In the NBA.
Yeah.
A shift in the power dynamics.
A power shift.
The Cavs.
Yeah.
With their youth.
Young and hungry.
Their energy. Their balanced attack.
Yeah.
They're challenging the established order.
They are.
It's like a new chapter.
A new chapter.
That's being written in the NBA and history books.
Yeah.
And we have front row seats.
Front row seats.
So as you continue to follow this season, keep these questions in mind.
Okay.
Can the Cavs maintain this pace? Will the Warriors' return to full strength be enough to challenge them?
Good question.
And who will emerge?
Who will be?
As the king of the East.
The king of the East.
These are the narratives.
The narratives.
That are going to shape the rest of the season.
Yeah.
And as we've discussed today, the answers are far from clear cut.
Not clear-cut at all.
The Cavs have exceeded all expectations.
They have.
And the Warriors, even with their struggles,
yeah,
still have the potential to be a dominant force.
A dominant force.
It's going to be a thrilling ride.
A thrilling ride.
We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
We have.
And I hope you found it as insightful and engaging as we have.
I know I have.
Remember to keep those brains buzzing.
Yeah.
Keep those eyes on the court.
Keep watching.
And we'll catch you on the next deep dive.
See you next time.
Where we'll explore another fascinating corner of the NBA.